Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org. Click support and publicize your congregation to the world.
All right, as promised, time to pick our Issues Etc. blog of the week. I was perusing these blogs, and one of our listeners said, you know, just when you think, no one's reading your blog. I think he was one of the bloggers that we picked for blog of the week last week or the week before that. But you got to have the Issues Etc. widget at your blog. You get it by going to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. It's right at the bottom of that page. Put it on your blog. Email us, talkback@issuesetc.org, and let us know. We'll start reading your blog, and we may pick you as Issues Etc. blog of the week.
Did you finish your thoughts just when you think nobody's reading your blog?
Well, yeah, that's what the listener put in their blog this week. As I was reading through them, he said, just when you think no one's reading your blog, you get picked for blog of the week, which he did. I can't remember which one, which blog it was off the top of my head anymore because I have so many to look at.
Just like we love our on-demand listeners, we love bloggers.
Yeah, we do. And that's a conversion for me. It's a real conversion for me.
My choice for blog of the week is Pastor Charles Lehman's Drowning Myself Whenever I Can. It's a blog post titled, he's starting a weekly thing called Lutheran Word of the Week, and this week is Objective Justification. And she says, to start this off, regular feature of my blog, I'm going to discuss one of the most important concepts in Lutheran theology, objective justification. Objective justification, sometimes called universal justification, is the biblical teaching that all sinners have been justified by Christ's suffering and death for them on the cross. The seat of doctrine for this teaching in the Scriptures is Romans 3, 21, verse 25. In particular, we see it in verses 23 and 24. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus. As is often the case, the key to understanding the doctrine is in the grammar of God's Word. St. Paul writes that all have sinned. All is the subject of the sentence. In Greek, the form of all is masculine plural. If we jump to verse 24, we find a participle, verbal adjective, being justified, which is also masculine plural. In Greek, a masculine plural adjective must modify a masculine plural noun. In Romans 3, 23, 24, there is only one option. Being justified must modify all. What does this mean? It means that St. Paul is being very careful to teach us this biblical truth. The all who have sinned and the all who are justified are the same all. The teaching of objective justification comforts us by saying that if you are a sinner, Jesus has forgiven all of your sins on the cross. There is no wondering whether or not your sins have been answered for. They have. You are part of the all who has sinned. For that reason, you are also part of the all that is justified. The grammar of Romans 3 leaves no other possibility. Some of you might be wondering how it is then that some people go to hell, since they all have had their sins forgiven on the cross. For the answer to that question, you'll have to wait till next week.
And what we ought to do is get good Chaz on. I mean, I could see doing this, Jeff. I don't know if we do it every week. We can't make any promises, but get Chaz on as often as we can to do a couple of these things. He's definitely left us hanging on that one. Thank you very much. That was excellent. My blog pick of the week is from a blog called Standing at the Edge of Eternity. The blogger is Robert Schreckeis, a good friend of the program. He's talking about two-tiered Christianity, talking about Christians and disciples. And he says this, Luther taught that the Christian life is a life of repentance. When we truly measure ourselves by God's standard, we can fully understand why he said this. In fact, we don't know the half of it. I'm sure that I don't always recognize when I fall short of God's standard. This is especially true when it concerns doing good works. In my opinion, we need forgiveness as much for our good works as we do for our sins. I need forgiveness for this blog and for my last sermon. Perhaps we should say that even our best works are tainted and corrupted by sin. Good news, Christ didn't just die for our sins. He lived for us. Just a section of this blog post from Standing at the Edge of Eternity on two-tiered Christianity. Thanks to both of those bloggers. And thanks, by the way, to Joseph Murphy, who's pastor at Grace Lutheran Church in Parker, Colorado, maybe someplace in the mountains. Grace Lutheran Church is part of the Issues Etc. 300. So can your congregation be part of the Issues Etc. 300. Talk to them about including Issues Etc. in your annual budget at your church and joining the Issues Etc. 300. Go to our website, issuesetc.org. Click support and just find right there a flyer that you can print off and take to your congregation and ask them to join the Issues Etc. 300. Then we'll put your congregation and your contact information at our website under the Find a Church page, issuesetc.org. In the second hour of this Friday's Issues Etc., the Apostle Barnabas is being remembered on this day by the church. Dr. Peter Scare will join us to do just that right after the break, and then we'll spend the rest of the hour talking about the results of heresy with Bishop C. Fitzsimmons Allison. I'm Todd Wilkin. Hour 2 of Issues Etc. this Friday, June the 11th, next.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.